This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from Grand Rapids. We're approaching a very patriotic season here in the summer in northern Minnesota. Independence Day just around the corner. And that means it's time for a parade.
Northern Minnesota Cable Access proudly presents live coverage of the annual 4th of July parade, featuring your hosts Sheila Sanders and Ted Martin.
Happy 4th of July! We're celebrating American independence with the annual downtown parade. For all of you who can't find a door to get down here, we'll show you the highlights in setting low definition video.
Yes, and if you're watching a rebroadcast of this program months after the fact, hello, people of the future! Try not to run over us with your flying cars.
Ain't that the truth? They're still showing my kid's holiday concert from 6 years ago. I mean, come on, he's in prison now. Adult prison.
Supermax, right?
Don't get me started. Anywho, looks like the parade is underway, and look at all those fire trucks.
Oh. I never get tired of hearing loud noises at random intervals.
A lot of small children are crying.
Ah, not me. I love this stuff. When I was 3, I crawled into a tornado siren. Mother said it was 2 weeks before they found me.
Aren't you from Oklahoma, Ted?
Come again?
Oh, look, there's the first float featuring our Grand Marshal, Mayor Spurgeon McElroy. Look at him there waving. Hi, Mayor McElroy.
That's actually a papier-mâché George Washington, Sheila.
Oh.
Oh, here's a float I know you'll enjoy. It's amber waves of grain alcohol, paying tribute to our region's proud history of producing moonshine whiskey.
Is that what I think it is?
Sure is. That's 200 gallons of hooch in a translucent tank.
How do we know it isn't just turpentine?
It's really a leap of faith. Did I ever tell you how my grandfather went blind in 1925?
You did, at my birthday party.
Actually, that was an intervention, but who's counting? Oh, next up, we have the clown band.
Everybody loves a clown. And when a whole bunch of them are playing 20-year-old high school band instruments, wow, what a treat. Oh, look, here's one now.
Hey, Ted and Sheila. Happy 4th of July.
I thought clowns didn't talk.
No, that's mimes. We talk plenty, too much sometimes. You have a mint? Never mind. It's a parade. Gotta keep going.
He seems nice. Is he single?
Oh, now here's something. Behind the clowns is a genuine fire eater. Did you ever see one of these guys?
You kidding? I've eaten fire on a cruise. Bad tequila. No mas, no mas.
No, this guy is actually sticking a burning flame into his mouth. Check him out. Oh, the crosswind's a little heavy here today.
His beard's smoking.
This guy doesn't eat fire, he makes out with it.
I did that in college once, but I've said too much. Oh my, the fire eater burned his tongue, and he just hurled a burning torch towards the front of the parade.
Oh, bad news, everyone, he missed the clowns. but seriously, the amber waves of grain alcohol float is now on fire. Several hill folk are trying to put it out, but the fire only seems to be picking up.
Oh, the humanity!
A terrifying mass of clowns is retreating from the parade route. You know, I've got to say, it's nice seeing a frightened clown. How does that feel, buddy?
My nose is on fire!
But seriously, it's going to take a few minutes to get back to the parade going again, so we'll take a station break. Enjoy the light music and community news bulletins.
And happy 4th of July!